Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It is, 9-11 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Above Average Radio, that's where it is at. Now, Shaquan, every single Friday, round about this time, what we do is we bring in the superstars, right? Mm-hmm. We bring in the superstars. We bring in the people that we gossip about. We bring in the people that make the headlines. We bring in the people that are involved in corruption. We bring in the people that... But today's gentlemen are actually the gents that film all of that drama behind the scenes. You know?
Yeah.
As the drama is happening, they are there with the camera. Ready to go. As people are making, when they write their stories, when they write their music, and say, yeah, I've dissed NSK. Now I want the video now. They call these guys. It's guys that have been doing it for the last 10 to 15 years. Mm-hmm. It's guys that have literally shaped the industry. It's guys that brought competition and gave it a different definition when it comes to videographing and also filmmaking. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're talking about none other than Abudi Errol Gengob as well as Michael Basson. Desert Films is officially in the house.
Yep, they
good morning, gents. Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
So how's the morning, gents? How's the morning, you know? You know what I mean? You guys are usually like you guys is behind the scenes. Now you are in front of the mic.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Is it not easy because you're a man of a few words?
Yeah, basically. And you know, we are always behind the cameras and you know, when the spotlight is on you, it's a bit difficult for us or uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. Oh, because you like to make other people shine. You must also think about yourself, okay? You know, one thing that I always appreciate about people when they wherever it is that they go as creatives is wearing your brand, and I see that you have Desert Films.
Yes.
Always, right?
Yeah.
Do you have merch? Like, you know, joggers, socks, in caps?
Not yet. I think
you should. You should look into it.
No, it's a legendary brand, Jen. It's a legendary brand. So here's the thing, right, Shaquan? Just a quick short story, right? Last year, I co-hosted the graduation ceremony for the College of the Arts, right? And at some point, Errol was called up, or he had a class that was graduating. And when this man came on the stage, it was like
he's a lecturer.
Oh, dude! We're talking encyclopedias here when it comes to the lens. So when he was announced or when he came on, the rock star ovation that he got from the kids.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm missing something here, man. So Abudi Errol, And Michael, welcome to Fresh FM Owens. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it? I'm gonna say, man, Desert Films.
Yeah.
Come and stay like camera up and let's shoot something. Whose idea was it?
Actually, from my part, I want to ask, whose idea was it to upgrade the Namibian film space?
The story begins over 2 decades ago.
Okay.
Yeah, literally in a small town. A mining town of Arandas. No?
Eight town babies.
Yes.
Except for you.
Before even film, we started with theater, right?
Yeah, okay.
But back then, we did not even know it was called theater. At school, it was drama.
It
was drama. So our story basically started in class. That was way back in school. We had like a free period.
I love how you don't want to mention the year.
I think that was around 2008. So we were in what was it? Grade 10, grade 9.
2008.
2008. Ah, 2008. No. Can't be 2008. I finished grade 10.
Oh, 1998.
There we go.
All right.
So I think
there's no Colin. What is the school's name?
Colin.
Yeah, Colin Foundation. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, we had a free period, and our teacher was sitting there and marking.
Yeah.
So I think it was towards the final end of the year. So we were sitting there, me, Michael, a few of other friends. And then we decided, back then there was like a famous, is it like a TV show from Zambia?
Zambia, yeah.
Where you had South Sande and Maximo. You know, they were like the comedian. Today people celebrate Master Ibu.
So they were that version.
They were that version from Zambia that we followed, you know. So we started making small plays, and we called ourselves Maximo, Shikende, and people started loving it. So later on, we formed like a drama group
and
started performing, and we started representing Colin Foundation on regional level with cultural festivals, and that's how we got into to drama.
Yeah.
And then one day, there are two brothers called, I still owe my respect to them, because they are the reason why we are doing what we do today. The Sava brothers came up and they saw what we are doing on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And they knew nothing about filmmaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they said, no, guys, can we make movies?
Let's take it a step further. Yeah,
let's start making movies. And then we started making a movie with no knowledge, straight from stage to acting.
Yeah, yeah.
And these brothers had no clue on directing,
nothing at all.
And during that time, there was no internet to just like Google the night before to maybe shortlist or whatever. There's nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
So we started, and then that's when we started falling in love. And then NBC saw that that pilot. So back then, that was still the current DG, Stanley Simulo, who was still with NBC.
So
they saw that tape when the Sava brothers came there, and they said, no, let's make a movie with you, a better one, better quality. And then they sent down a crew.
Yeah.
I think a crew.
They literally sent down a crew to Arandes.
Yeah.
And then they came down to Arandes, and then we made our movie. We wrote the script with the Sava brothers, me, Michael, and a few of our friends. And we made a movie. We shot our first movie called The Big Four.
The Big Four.
Yeah, what was The Big Four about, Michael?
Big Four was about four friends.
Yeah,
so that had problems, and basically their comfort zone was a bar. So they usually go to that bar.
Yeah.
And it was basically just a comedy about four friends with domestic problems and all stuff. Yeah.
Was it taken from your personal experiences at the time? I mean, I understand you were still in school and young and so forth. Or is it something that you just saw happening around you quite a lot that you thought, you know what, actually, let's tell a story about this?
I think it was based off, during that time, HIV and AIDS. So I think we had a lot of young people, we were losing it, and I think the knowledge was not clear as to how to prevent. So I think during that time, we as a drama group, we wrote some plays, and then we just merged them with our normal day-to-day lives, and then voiced that through the film.
So can't the guys behind the lens, they started with drama.
With drama.
Can you believe it? So by heart, you guys are actors, actually.
Yeah, yes. That's where we started off.
Yeah.
Me and Errol were actors in our early days.
You should see Michael smile, man. He's probably recalling all the great memories.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we started.
Yeah. So check this out, gents. Just in terms of some of the legendary music videos that you guys have shot, man. You guys have shot incredible music videos, so much so that you managed to penetrate the Angolan market.
Yeah.
How did that happen? How did the Angolan thing happen? Because you guys have a lot of superstars, Angolan superstars that you guys shot. And I think, as a matter of fact, I could be corrected here, but you guys were the only Namibian team that I know that penetrated the Angola market like that.
Definitely.
You know.
No, I think there was like I think it happened by, we had not George Sanjay, the other George, the first, I forgot the surname. But
is it not Marcio?
George Marcio. Marcio. Yeah. So I think what really actually happened is back, we were based in Arandas. So Stanam and Dice.
Dice
was our first client outside of. Basically, he imported us into Vinto to do the music video thing. So back then, we would just shoot for the
boys from Arandas,
Zella,
Breaks,
and
them.
So when we came to do Stana's video, everybody thought, hey, who are these guys?
Is it that, it's gotta be you, you guys did that.
Yeah, so people were like, okay, but who are these guys, you know? And then during that time, there were people from Angola that saw Stana's video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, he was the link.
Yeah,
of course.
So they started contacting us, and then we did our first music video for George Marshall.
Mm.
And after that, they kept on coming.
Yeah.
I think big names even came, like Joe Sanjay, Leo Principal. Mm. Recently, we did, not recently, like few, our latest that we did was, I forgot his name, currently one of the biggest in Angola as well.
Yeah.
So we have quite a lot of numbers when it comes to views on Angolan videos rather than Namibian videos.
Yeah. Wow.
There's one Angolan video that has 16 million views.
Yeah.
6-0.
16
million
views.
Yeah.
Damn.
So when this debate was going around about video to reach a million views, I know there were technicalities around there. <Yeah. laughs> Because now, okay, first maybe Namibian artists, but here you guys are Namibians, but shooting the videos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
That reach, I'm sure it was a couple of millions already. You guys reached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just, it was Angolan artists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Now, another thing that we need to get to, Jens, is just how, obviously, back then there was competition, right?
Yeah.
There was competition. There was the Maya Nettos. There was Mesh Beats.
I was about to say Moonfam.
Ogopa Butterfly.
Yeah.
Would you say that Ogopa was probably your biggest competitor?
Yeah, I would say that. Ogopa was probably our biggest competitor.
Yeah.
But it was a healthy competition, you know.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was good for us.
Yeah. I think it pushed us in a way that we knew, like, okay, when they release the music video, the next video needs to top it.
We got to up them.
Yeah.
Need to top it in a way. So it was healthy, I think. At the end, our goal was to make sure that Namibian music videos get to a certain level where the international or even the South Africans can come and try to make music videos with Namibians.
Mm-hmm.
That was the idea behind it.
All right. Yeah. It's Errol Kengop and Michael Q. Basson in the studio, the brains behind Desert Films, the gents all the way from Arandas, started off as drama students, actors by heart, and here they are a good decade and some change after. Actually, more than a decade.
More than a decade.
Mm-hmm. Here they are in studio sharing their story. Stick around, don't go anywhere. There's still so much that we need to talk about.
Take advantage of tax amnesty. Clear tax arrears now with 100%.
Namibia's heart and soul.
Straight to your stereo. It's 9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together, okay? Every single Friday, we talk to legends, legendary people that are doing legendary things or legends in the making. And today, we're talking and I need to correct myself, Sheikh. When I was out here talking about 10 years and some change.
Yes.
I was even saying, maybe 15 years. Gandhi. No. These guys officially have been in the game for 23 years.
Yeah.
Unofficially 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Please put respect to the name.
Yeah, honestly.
How dare I?
These are the guys when you go to the car wash.
Yes.
These are the guys when you see them. Chief. Not people from your location.
Yeah, these people. And we're just talking about their journey as well as obviously the industry itself.
Yeah.
Now, gents, Desert Films had something interesting that did air, but we didn't see the continuation of it, which was Dreamers, right? I read in a 2016 CNN article that you guys said that there's no stimulation in the industry, you know what I mean, to stimulate the film industry to a point where the local content is on the broadcasters, be it, you know, streaming, or to inspire streaming giants from outside to want to buy our content.
Mm.
What happened with Dreamers, Buta?
Sure. Okay, so we finished season one.
Yeah.
Basically, the public received it very well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think towards the end of episode 13, even we had calls from not just young people, like the parents. Like, oh, is it how it ends? What happened? Are we going to see more? Where's the story going? And is it continuing? Are we going to see it the next Sunday?
Mm.
So that somehow motivated us, and we basically wrote the second season.
Mm.
But the reality within our industry is that budgets of that kind is very rare. I think when you do like a series or something, we talk about close to 3 to 4 million if possible, just to just to cater for everybody from actors down to the crew.
Marketing
So I think getting those budgets is a little bit tricky, because the way we did the first season, basically half of it was shot with our own funds. And then the second half of it, Film Commission came in and helped us just to finish the
season.
Yeah, the season, which we could not even finish. We had to somehow pre-sell it to NBC to do the last three episodes. So it's sometimes a little bit difficult to have. So it's easier when you have the budget already laid out and then you go into production. But hopefully right now we want to, because that's our space. We love TV series. And I personally believe that's the only way we can grow the pool of local actors.
Yeah.
You know, currently right now, it's just the same type of actors that we see coming to auditions. There are people sitting there, and where we came from, there are people in Swako, Barandas that want to act, that in Opu or wherever, sitting there that have aspirations or dreams to become actors, but now you don't see your own on TV. You just see South Africans telenovelas or Mexican telenovelas. But how do you get inspired? So that was the basis when we started Dreamers. We said, like, come. And most of our first cast members were newbies. I think people that became, and I think I should also say even Stanham and Dice back then.
Stanham and Dice, KK.
Came through Dreamers as first-time actors for them. So initially our dream was just to create the crop of actors that we,
Okay, so Michael, what do you feel? What do you feel Namibian corporate can do? Because those important people also listen to us. They might just hear this. What do you feel that they can actually do to support the film industry just a little bit more?
Basically, just funding, you know.
Yeah.
Plow into the film industry.
Yeah.
Just what Errol said, before the Film Commission came in, we had like a stop, start, shoot. You stop for a couple of weeks.
Before you can proceed.
Before you can proceed, collect money, shoot again, you know, that type of thing. But if you have funding from the start, it would be definitely be easier.
Because like even production will be done faster. You can wrap it up faster because resources are available, so to say.
I want to, now that we're on the subject matter, gents, look, obviously as a industry participant in different ways, I switch on my TV, be it GoTV or DSTV, and then I see Zambezi Magic. And then I see, what's the other one? Not Mojo Love. Mojo Love is private. Mzanzi for South Africa, for the South African market. What is the one for the West African market? Something Magic, African Magic?
Africa Magic.
Right? All spearheaded by DSTV, for instance, right? You go onto Netflix. Again, okay, it's private. They don't necessarily need to buy our content. But when you have companies like MultiChoice, right, especially when you check MultiChoice Zambia, MultiChoice South Africa, MultiChoice Nigeria, and so on, when you see the work that they do, have you ever engaged MultiChoice Namibia, just in terms of content or maybe some sort of deal, you know, to get Namibian content out there via MultiChoice? Has there ever been conversation with MultiChoice? Because MultiChoice is also a factor in terms of the film industry, putting NBC aside now.
Yeah,
we did. I think we reached out to them about Dreamers.
Yes. Sunsy Magic, we reached out to. We even got direct emails. At the end of the day, it's it comes down to, do they really want the content or do they really need the content? And then they look at Namibian population, who's going to watch the Namibian show on Zambezi Magic. And also, they refer you to the portal. So basically, they do have a portal where you upload.
Okay.
And then they look at your trailer and they look at your synopsis. And then they say, okay, cool, we need your show. And most of the time, the response you get is, we do already have a similar type of show in SA, you know. So it's kind of difficult because at the end of the day, you are making it kind of universal, but you also want to make it for the Namibian audience.
That's true.
So it becomes a bit tricky to trying to make content for South African market, you know. But recently, I can say that there's been a huge movement. Yeah,
yeah, true.
Since last year, I think, is it last year? That was the first phase of Multichoice.
Oh, yeah. The project for the films and so on.
13 films, yeah.
They partnered with NBC, right?
Yes. So they did the Mukorob version last year. And now this year, there's a new collard again, which we are also luckily part of. We got one of the
projects.
Fantastic. That's great.
So there is movement. And I believe and I hope that I think it's going to be frequent. Hopefully. I don't know. Depends on how we deliver, depends on what we do, and so I believe there is, for the past 2 years, I can say there's something from the side of Multichoice that is helping the industry.
That's
in a way.
As opposed to perhaps the national broadcaster.
Yeah, they to be honest, they played a part in Mukorob.
Yes,
but at the moment, I think it's kind of difficult because we knock on the doors, but always we hear the budgets, it's always the budget. And it's a bit tricky because we personally, when we started this, we wanted to make movies by Namibians, for Namibians.
Namibians. Yeah.
So if you can't get it onto NBC first,
how are you going to get it on DSTV or Netflix or Showmax?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's.
Okay. I'm going to get a little controversial here, gents. Jenny Kandenge. A filmmaker also, she recently publicly said that Namibian actors need training. In her own words, real free training. Are you of the view that Namibian actors suck at what they do and that they need training? Real free training.
Yeah, to some extent... I will agree. Look, there is a lot of talent when it comes to acting.
Raw talent.
A lot of raw talent. But definitely, some training will do. Look, we have a small crop of talented actors. Like whenever we cast for films, it's always like Errol said. It's always the same type crop of people that are coming. So with a lot of training, I think that would help everybody that's in there.
I think the first thing I would say is yes, we do need training in any aspect of our careers. You just need to improve on what you're doing. Sometimes you also, as an actor, for self-improvement need to invest in yourself to become better if you want to take acting as a career.
That's true.
But we also need the opportunities. We also need the opportunities for you to become better. So for me, the way I see it is you do one movie in a span of 6 months, right? Or in a year you do two movies, there's no room for you to improve. And
true.
Because you
true.
Don't work with a lot of directors, because sometimes a director can also improve your performance.
Yeah. True.
So it also depends on who you are working with. You know, so yeah, it's twofold. It's directors also need to know how they cast and who they cast, and then they also need to look at what their story wants and needs. And does this person have the qualities to carry that character within the story. So self-improvement in general.
What about one of those, like when people come and audition, for example, right? The talent is in front of you and sometimes it just needs, it's rough, but it needs to be polished a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe having, you know, those pre-training sort of like master classes or trainings even before going to production.
Yeah.
Does that happen right now in our industry?
No. In that sense, nothing. I think where I would agree with Jenny is that the actors also just need to, the veteran actors. You know, we do have veterans that really know the craft, you know. And you can actually see when they come to auditions that this person has been dying and then has been doing it for a while. And see that this person has so much potential. He just needs like small little tweaks to become better. So if those... So we were lucky. We were fortunate enough. Most of the time, we would cast the veteran actors who would also help with upcoming actors, and that would also boost the performance. So it's also, at the end of the day, having that platform. And I think actors, I think even the coaches would not do it for free. I think, how do we approach it? You know, it's also important, how do you see it?
Yeah.
Are you going to have like paid classes or free classes? And then who's going to give the time for these actors?
True.
You know? So at the end of the day, I would say actors need to come up, organize themselves, and find a way to just, self-improvement.
On my TikTok, I had a conversation with Mervyn Klassen. You guys know him as well. Actor also in the industry.
Yes.
And I asked him, do Namibians even care about Namibian films and series? Like, is there a demand for it? Like, oh, I want to see a Namibian movie, or I want to see a Namibian film. Because, I mean, if you go to the corporate, right? Corporates only care about the numbers. They only care about the demand. They only care about the target audience, right? So, for instance, if you go to, let's say, just for argument's sake, to Old Mutual, right? Or the Old Mutual Foundation. Okay, fine. You want me to just put down 3 million? Is there demand for our target
in this market?
In this market to put down 3 million? Do Namibians care, bro?
I think the general public do care. For Dreamers, people would always, like, after the episode, they would always call and comment on how good it was and demand for more projects and stuff like that. Okay. I think the general public do care, but it's a bit difficult when it comes to the Namibian film industry because, you know, funding is always a problem.
So you guys did mention, Shekwan, they did mention that Okopa was one of the biggest competitors on the come up. As a matter of fact, when I had a conversation with Sula on my podcast, he said they did, what did he say? He said 27 years. He said 27, 26, 27 years. So these are age mates. You know, officially for them, 23. Okopa around 26, 28 years.
Okopa 26, 27 in the Namibian market?
I didn't ask him that. I didn't ask him that. He just said Okopa as in, like, you know, almost 30 years.
Yeah.
And Sula agrees that you guys were actually competition. Listen to this.
When you hear Desert Film, the first thing that comes to your mind is that smooth dolly, that smooth picture, and so great about that. They were great about that dolly movement. Yes, we were known for freehand as Okopa Butterfly. There's a film were known for their dolly shots. They brought competition in the industry. We felt them. I'm sure they felt us. I want to say today, props to you guys. Props to the contribution you brought into the industry. I mean, without competition, what can you do? You need to compete. But health competition beats it all. We competed healthily to improve the industry, to put our videos to the next level in this industry. And that's why we did the best. What people didn't know is that Okopa Butterfly and Desert Films, as much as we're competing, they never had any fight, no fallout. As a matter of fact, we hired equipment among ourselves behind the scene, just that the artists never knew. But we did. We did exchange equipment behind the scene, hired from each other. That's what health competition was all about. There was no swearing. There were no calling each other names out behind the scene. It was competing to uplift the industry. And that's what the industry needs. We need that kind of competition that uplifts the industry, but not to cause commotion among the industry people. I appreciate Desert Films. You did a great job. I'm sure you still do. And without you, I don't think even we'll be where we are. Sometimes you have to watch your competition work for you to do better. And we did that. And I'm sure they did too. But that put the industry on another level. That brought the videos to another level. And I hope those that we inspired are doing the same. Big up Desert Films from Okopa Butterfly.
Salute. Thank you, Sula. Thank you, Okopa Butterfly.
Took them by surprise.
I respect. And it's so true. It's really, really so true what you said. And I think, it was a healthy competition. And respect to Okopa, because they also push us to want to be better next time.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so it was... Yeah, it was...
Interesting, right? Interesting yeah. times.
Hearing him say that now, I think I just say respect to Sula as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, gents, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate the work that you do. Shaquan and I, we are in the habit of giving flowers where it's due. It may, for you know, some flowers that we give are obvious flowers. Some flowers people ask us, ah, man, and it's going, look at this deal. But now they understand.
Yeah.
Now they do.
Yeah,
And we've got our fingers on the pulse of everything when it comes to anything Namibian. So from my side, I appreciate you gentlemen. I really appreciate you gentlemen for the work that you guys do. You guys are incredible. Growing up watching those videos, being involved with you guys now behind the scenes with other work and so on. And I really wish you guys all the best. I promise you.
No, same. Keep thriving. And I think also it's testament to the fact that it doesn't really matter where you come from, but where you're going, you know. I'm pretty sure that the big four, where are the rest of the people?
The Shafa brothers, what would you say?
No, the Shafa brothers.
Shafa brothers,
but
okay.
I think if I have to say the background of Desert Films, it was four young men from Marandes, which is Errol Genkop. My brother Gottlieb Genkop,
okay,
and then Antonius Chuop, and then Michael. So I think we can never tell our story without those two. Antonius, without
Gottlieb.
No, but I keep pushing, man, and I'm pretty sure that anyone who's listening who's also from small town, it's always great to share this stories because they're like, oh, they made it. But I gotta push harder, you know what I mean?
All the way from Arandes, Colin Foundation.
It's Erongo region, right?
It's Erongo region.
I'm joking.
Yeah, thank you for having us, guys. We really appreciate it.
9:44 Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around. When we do get back, we will say our byes.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.